Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled, Three Quarters of AI Value is Going to Just 20% of Businesses.
That's a headline that should make any business owner stop what they're doing.
It really should. The article draws on PwC's 2026 AI Performance Study, which surveyed more than 1,200 senior executives across 25 sectors globally. The headline finding is stark. 74% of all AI-generated economic value is being captured by just 20% of companies.
So the other 80% of businesses are dividing up 26% of the value between them.
Exactly. PwC describes it as a stark and widening divide. Brett puts it bluntly in the article. It's no longer a crack, it's a canyon.
My first reaction to that stat is those 20% must be Silicon Valley tech giants with massive budgets.
That's the instinctive read, but the study pushes back on it. These are traditional businesses across manufacturing, financial services, healthcare, retail. They don't have bottomless budgets. They figured out how to deploy AI for measurable financial return.
So what are they actually doing that the other 80% aren't?
Three things stand out in the data. The top performers are 2 to 3 times more likely to use AI to identify entirely new growth opportunities. They're twice as likely to redesign workflows from the ground up rather than bolt a tool onto an existing broken process. And they're 2.8 times more likely to automate decisions inside defined governance guardrails.
That last one is worth sitting with. Automating decisions, but with proper guardrails in place. That's not just letting AI run loose.
Right. PwC is quite specific about this. Ambitious automation plus serious governance. That combination is what sets the 20% apart. They've built the trust infrastructure to support it.
You mentioned new growth opportunities. What does that actually look like for a business that isn't a tech company?
PwC calls it industry convergence. A logistics company using AI to offer financial services to its supply chain. A healthcare provider using AI to enter the wellness and insurance space. A retailer using AI to become a media company. They're fundamentally changing how their businesses make money.
That's a big shift. Most business owners I talk to are still asking where AI can save them time on admin.
And that's the problem. Cost cutting only goes so far. The article is clear. Growth is where the real separation happens. The 80% are shrinking costs. The 20% are using AI to augment their operations and build entirely new revenue streams.
There's a Grant Thornton piece in the article I found pretty confronting. They call it the AI proof gap.
Yes. $2 trillion is being spent on AI globally in 2026. CFOs are increasing IT and digital spending to the highest level in 21 quarters of tracking, and 68% plan to increase it further this year. But boards are no longer writing blank checks. They want to see the receipts.
And Grant Thornton found that organizations with fully integrated AI are nearly 4 times more likely to see measurable performance gains than those still running disconnected pilots.
4 times. That's not a marginal difference. That's a completely different category of outcome. The gap shows up across 4 specific dimensions: governance, strategy, workforce readiness, and agentic AI risk. If you can't show progress across all 4, your AI budget is going to come under real pressure.
The workforce piece is where I think most strategies quietly fall apart. Everyone talks about AI at the board level, but who actually has to make it work day to day?
Frontline employees and middle managers. Grant Thornton found that 37% of frontline staff and 30% of middle managers need the most support to implement AI effectively, yet they're typically the ones getting the least investment in training and change management.
The gap between what leadership expects and what the workforce can actually deliver, that's where AI programs go to die.
There's also specific data for Australian businesses. IDC research found that 58% of Australian organizations say their existing architecture makes it impossible to build new applications with major modernization, and 96% have already experienced a failed modernization initiative.
96%. That's almost every organization in the country.
And IDC predicts that businesses not addressing their technical debt will face 50% higher failure rates for AI initiatives by 2027. That's 18 months away. Brett's line for it is that you can't put a Ferrari engine in a broken-down chassis and expect to win the race.
But there is good news for the ones who do fix it.
Significant good news. The Australian organizations that have addressed this are generating 68%